Hebrews 1:9 says, "You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness, therefore," or "because of," because you love righteousness and hate wickedness, "God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond all your companions." When a person loves righteousness and hates wickedness, God anoints them with gladness more than anyone else. Okay? You know what Proverbs 8:13 says? "The fear of the Lord is to hate wickedness." In other words, you have loved righteousness and fear the Lord. You hate wickedness. Just write them down because I'm going to go. Proverbs 8:13, Hebrews 1:9. You have loved righteousness and you fear the Lord. So because you fear the Lord, God anoints you with the oil of gladness beyond all your companions. You want to know how to tell if a person really fears God? They're happier than everyone else. Supernaturally. One of the most craziest questions we always have in schools like this: "Well, brother, you got a lot of joy and you got a lot of happiness and laughter, but what about the fear of the Lord?" They're not different. If you look at those verses together, joy is the anointing that God has for those who fear Him. Depression is the anointing the devil has for those who fear him.
Oh my goodness!
Wow. See, I tell you guys stuff like this, and you're like, "Whoa, dude, that's deep." Well, guess what? We just tell the kids now. It's normal for them. You know, I have kids that if you try to tell them God's angry, they would want to fight you. I don't know about you, but you probably struggle with that one. If you don't now, you did. God's in a good mood. You probably wrestled with that one for years. And you probably still are, some of you. I know. But I have kids that will be mad if you tell them he's mad.